you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Dun, what's that? You hear that in the back?
Number.
Number.
Go ahead and bring it
white
out.
White people choir in the back of a nigga song.
Okay. You can go ahead and lower it. You can
keep it going for another.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back
to another splendiferous episode of
No Need for
Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin. And we back with another
episode
for yo
stinking asses.
We got Mia Jackson
Mia
in the motherfucking
Jackson.
Building. You've been on late night. I think I've seen a late night set from you. You never been on late night?
I have not.
Unprotected
been
on sets. Shit,
I've been on some stuff.
You've been on Comedy Central.
Unprotected sets.
That was on
Unprotected sets.
Yes.
That's what that was.
On Epic.
I'm like, why do you keep saying unprotected sex? That's her
sets.
Business.
Sets. Right,
oh, Wanda's John.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Mia motherfucking Jackson. Tour with Amy Schumer.
Yeah. That's where that's where me and Jackson got cool. I was on the same tour as Amy Schumer, and me and Jackson got cool, and then we took a private jet and ate steaks and lobsters and crab dip together and found out we was two funny mofos, and that's how we're friends now.
Yes. That's how it all
It took you that
started.
Long to find out you were
because
two
you know,
funny
me,
mofos?
Because, you know, I saw, I was like, all right, new black chick in New York.
But hanging out the cellar. Back and forth, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in New York
I was.
I'm like, uh-oh.
No, that's fair, because no, go on. I want to hear it.
I was like,
I need
new
to
comedian
hear
girl
it.
In New York.
No, I need
and
to hear
you know
it.
Me. I'm like, oh. But then I start seeing that she was up a lot, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to hate. But then I never really said anything. I met you. Hey, how you doing, Derek Gaines?
Yeah.
Me, blah, blah, blah. And it was never nothing. Then I saw you on the road, and I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
What's she going to say? And he was like, hey, what's up? Very disarming, very fast. And I was like, oh, she's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
She's part of the, I already feel
I'm
good.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm not too sure how I met you, but I just remember going, oh, hey. It was a lot of hey. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
You
and
know,
then the hey's get more louder when you get familiar. You're like,
right.
Hey. Oh, what's up?
Because I remember, I'm trying to think. Okay. I think I saw you the first time it was Bridgetown.
Okay.
But we never crossed paths. The one in 2016, and I just remember you were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think I was coming from a show, and then I saw you.
To be
on
honest
stage.
With me and Jackson, I was too busy smoking up all the wreck weed.
I believe.
And they had a video game competition that year.
Yeah,
Comedy Central put on.
I was
whooping ass.
The arcade they took over. I was there.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't.
I think you was with Tone Bell and them.
Yeah, I was with.
But I was over there, and then Tone Bell and Rob Hayes start calling me a nerd for being able to beat everybody in Street Fighter V.
Okay.
So it was all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Shout out to Sam J. She was the only one to whoop my ass on a game.
She beat you.
Sam J. beat me.
She's good at video games.
She kicked my ass because nobody else could do it.
Was she button mashing?
Nuh-uh.
Or was she like,
I saw
legit
her,
doing
I actually heard her go. I said, oh shit.
What?
I heard her do the combo, the cat cat goom boom. I'm like, uh
oh. Oh shit.
I was like, wait a second, that's a combo. And then I start butt mashing like a bitch. I was like, butt mash. And I start scrambling like a bitch, and Sam J whipped my ass.
Okay.
I remember that. Then I remember seeing both of you. It was at the old stand.
Yeah.
And you both were, this is how I remember everything.
Okay.
You were working on a script, a screenplay for something,
Okay.
And I remember, I think I came in and said hi, and then I feel like when I told you my boyfriend's name, y'all was like, "Oh, his name is great. We want to put this in the script." And I don't know what happened at that point. Yeah. Like, I specifically just remember.
What was his name? If you remember.
Ransom.
His name is Ransom. Yeah.
Ransom. Yes! I met cool ass Ransom. Ransom, cool ass dude. You
said,
"Oh,
your dude?"
Yeah. Right. I met him when we was out.
We ain't paying you, nigga. We using your name.
Ransom, don't try to get a check, bro.
You, Ransom.
Don't you try to hold my mom for ransom, Ransom. You ain't getting no money.
We using this nigga.
But yeah, but it was a lot of highs, and I would see, I'm glad you didn't yell at me. Like, I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, because everybody know now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wait, you heard?
Everybody hears.
About Angry Derek?
Someone recently came to me and they was like, "Do you know?" I got a text and she's like, "Do you know Derek?" And I went, "Gaines?" She was like, "Yes." And then she was like, "I need to call you." And I was like, "What did Derek do to you?" And then it was the whole full story.
Because I don't give nobody no slack out here. This is New York.
Like, I was like, "You're fine. It's okay." And then she was like, "I just have to vent." And I said, It's
because First off, got mad at me because she spazzed on me.
Wait, you know who we talking about?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I don't know the name. I don't remember her name.
Really?
I don't even remember her name.
I will protect her privacy.
Yeah, protect her privacy. All I'm saying is.
But because the listeners want to know.
Yeah. And I'll tell the listeners what happened. I will tell without saying names.
Let's say.
I'm going to call her Splacantha.
Splacantha?
Splacantha. Splacantha. No. All right. Marcy.
Splacantha.
Splacantha. Splenda. How about that?
All right. Splenda.
Splenda.
All right.
Splenda came to a Friday night show, book show, Overambitious. I like Overambitious open micers.
Overambitious, like, who do I speak to to get on real fast?
New
York.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah. So she came up with that kind of ambition, just proud and high and mighty. I like high and mighty. So much, in fact, I'm like, let me see if I can tear her down real quick. Let's see how confident she really is. So I see her. I see her going, asking for stage time, right? I see her. Like, yeah, I was just wondering if I could get on. And then she pulls out a flyer and says, "Oh, I got the date wrong. I'm sorry. I'm tripping." So I kind of went like that. I went, right?
Uh-huh.
Then she said, "What you laughing at?" I said, and I was like, this is when she walked to a trap. I was like, yeah, it's just funny watching somebody ask for stage time on a book night in New York.
Yeah.
It's just really funny to me that you think you can just walk up in here and think you can just ask for stage time on a Friday night in New York. So, yeah, I know that's crazy, but I'm doing a show, so this is the only time I could do it. Oh, you're doing a show? Just name me a show. Something. Oh, something not really important. So, yeah. So she was like, I was like, okay, so you have no time to get on stage. Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to find some stage time. How long you been doing it? 9, 10 years? Where you from? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, sa-ba-ba-ba-ba. And you was doing, so you went back and forth from here to New York and back and forth. Yeah, so, oh, okay, I got you. So, yeah, so you just trying to find stage time. You from here, now you here, now you think you can just walk up. Oh, and you doing a show. Yeah, but, you know, I'm just trying to find the time that I can because, you know, I can't do it all the time. Sound like you're a part-time comic to me. Nigga, who you think you biggie bip bip? Yeah. You don't know me. She gave me the nigga you don't buy, buy, buy. And then hit me with this. I ain't got to explain nothing to you. I was like, you explained everything to me.
And then
she said, I sort of did. I was like, excuse me, I got to get on stage.
So I heard.
Did you kill Elise?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
So yeah, I heard. I had to hear.
And he told. The story exactly how it happened.
It was her version is the same version of the story. And I was like,
so I'm like, you're a part-time comic to me. That's what I hit her.
And I was like, oh no. I'm so glad I didn't get yelled at. I'm always very curious about what my perception.
I watched you perform. Me and Jackson, I saw you destroy in front of 2,500 people. So I was like, and then I saw you do it again the same night. I was like, oh, no, she good. I was like, no, she's fly.
She's fly.
2,500. 2,500. Balcony was packed, nigga. Balcony was overstuffed. And I'm like, she was just whip, 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 whip. Atlanta, killing. I was like, God
You're from Atlanta.
Well, I'm actually from Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is about an hour and 20 minutes south of Atlanta.
That's
but it's
my
just
bad.
Easier to tell
okay.
people yeah. Atlanta. But it's a big military based town.
Nah, okay. You better put what part of Atlanta are you from again?
Columbus, Georgia.
I'm joking.
She's from Columbus, Georgia. You need to put it on the map.
I'm trying.
Put it on the goddamn map.
Because for years, guess what we were known for?
What?
We were known as the city that Bobby Brown got arrested in when he, what was it? Whatever. When he first went solo. And then he was grinding on us.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they talked about it in the movie. But yeah, that was Columbus. That happened in my hometown.
Damn. The city of ass grinds.
Because you understand, Bobby Brown is the creator of the pelvic thrust.
Uh-huh. I mean,
everybody.
It's my prerogative. My when he did the pop, pop, pop.
Yeah,
all the girls was like in that little dick jump he was doing.
He got out. He didn't see anything from that, right? There was no charges or anything.
It was some kind of lewd charge.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot
of people were getting arrested around that time in Columbus for...
For that. Grinding on young girls.
Yeah, on stage.
See?
Yeah.
All these hot in the pants ass teenagers going to these Bobby Brown concerts.
Make it an age limit. Yo, Bobby Brown's coming to town, 21 and up. That way, if your ass gets grinded on, you safe.
Right.
This
was a consenting ass that got grinded
they
upon.
They're not thinking like
they're
that.
Not thinking
they're
like
not thinking
that
about that
in
the 90s or the 80s or whenever Bobby was out.
No, who? I mean, come on. Nobody.
Did you ever get your ass grinded on by Bobby?
No,
you never went?
I know. I was way too young to have even been there.
I mean, according to the accusations, no, you weren't.
Why? Well, yeah.
All you needed was a chaperone.
I was not there. I was not there.
Maybe a midriff and a fanny pack to the side.
I was not there, guys.
Yeah.
Would I have gone on stage? Maybe.
There you go. Because it was Bob.
What would you have done on stage?
You would have just stood there.
I probably would have cried. Say tenderoni. That's probably what I would have done.
Yeah. You're a military brat?
But not technically, no. My dad was in the Army, but my parents grew up in that area anyway, and that's just where he got stationed. So we would have probably lived. Yes, I didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Didn't do nothing.
Fair enough.
I was just there.
Yeah, my sister's a military brat, but see, so much in fact that we never really had a relationship because
really,
it was my father's second wife, and then when they split up, she went with her mom to Germany and Russia.
She went to go live the good life.
China. Mm. She went everywhere. So my sister is like a genius because she know like five languages and all the shit. She teaches the high school kids everything. She know every subject. Okay. What are you crazy? But yeah, man, she went off to be.
But tell them why.
But
what you mean?
Because she half white.
She is half white.
She had a white mom.
Yeah. She is half
that
white.
Changes everything.
She is half white.
White mamas do
she's
that.
Absolutely half white.
You have a white half-white sister.
I have a half-white sister. And I have a half-white grandmother, too. That's what makes my hair so...
Oh, I know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's all that rape.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He's probably not wrong. Somebody probably had their way with one of my ancestral grandmothers.
Look,
in order for my hair to come out like that, you know.
I got my... frames on, baby.
Too soft. This is too soft for no trauma.
Yeah.
Too soft for no trauma. Yeah, come on. It twists and untwists by itself.
Product free hair.
It's product free.
Here. That's what it looks
it's product
like.
Product free. I woke up like this. Staircase. Anyway, as I was saying, yeah, I have so you know, the ongoing joke is that my grandmother is.
No, but that's why she had a better life than you. You had a dope life. But
oh, my life.
Absolutely. She had a white mom, nigga. It was easier to get a passport.
Oh my God! I feel like that's. Although it sounds like
yeah, when
it's
you
not
see a
true,
white mother carrying a taupe or like a nougaty child, most likely they're gonna let him buy. But if it was my dad holding that same nougaty child,
no.
But maybe because my pop had clearance.
Passports like that. Niggas don't get passports until it's time to go to DR.
But my pop got. He
niggas
got,
only go to passport for get passports for cruises and carnival.
That's so
and
funny.
Shit.
This is true. This is very upsetting.
Carnival cracks me up.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Because you know what cracks me up about it? Because I've never seen such quaint women, black women, be so ready to pull their titties
like a
out.
Bitch put on feathers.
Like
and she
the, like
it.
Carnival.
Yeah,
like
let me
they
tell you
be naked.
Carnival is. Not one single accusation.
That's crazy.
Mm. As many black people party and twerk and be nasty in the street, you ain't ever hear an accusation.
At Carnival.
Come
not
out
for Carnival.
Of
but is it because of the culture of people of color?
What you mean?
Like, do you just think we just like, we don't snitch?
I don't think it's a not. I've never been, but the video, nigga snitch.
But they don't snitch just, like white people snitch.
Well, until like the uncle gets sick. So whoever did it, they don't snitch until like you already 2 weeks to defend yourself. Then it's like,
all right. On his deathbed.
Uh-huh. Like, that's it. Like, nigga, well, touch me. You like,
such emotional.
Niggas confess when they on the way out.
That's so.
All right, so I don't get no punishment. Yeah, I touched all them kids.
Uh-huh. Can you just imagine though, like just the emotional weight of that? Like somebody's dying, and then you're like, "Hey, he touched me," and then like your family's dealing with all these emotions.
They're like, "Pull that plug."
Right.
Yeah, man.
And then there's people who are gonna be like,
but
"No, he's
that
dying."
Comes from. I think black people, we don't like to snitch because it comes from, you know, I'm not going to tell Massa because he'll fuck you up worse than I can. So, you know.
We like to police from within, which I think every other race does, though. They, you know what I mean? Jewish community, they do that. If you go to Williamsburg,
shit, they got
their own ambulance.
They got jails on the windows.
Yeah. Like they police themselves before they let people get thrown into the system.
Absolutely.
Like if it's something where it's like, yo, you fucked up. Yeah. We don't give you no real jail time. You're just going to be here with the Jews.
Yeah.
Say little prayers.
And we just going to bad mouth you for a little while.
Right. I wonder why we don't have our own ambulance.
What?
Because it'll be late. It'll smell like weed. All the other stereotypical shit.
Don't you say
pull up. We'll be having baby Jordans.
The bed ain't going to be made. The bed ain't going to be made and shit.
Somebody done gave the needles to their cousin.
He rolling up on the thing.
Uh-huh.
Hold that. Hold the thing out so I can roll the sweet up. Hold on the thing. The clear. Fucking,
yeah. The defibrillator.
So what? But why don't we self-police then? Are we too bought into
the thing? I think we do self-police in a way. Look how long, I say we, but look how long we protected R. Kelly.
Mm.
We protected Michael Jackson. Like, nigga, I heard Michael Jackson music in goddamn Children's Place. I was like, that's the wrong place.
Oh, yeah, they bumped Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Well, you know, he loved his fans.
Michael was a national treasure.
He was. There's no way. But I'm like, I listen more to Black Mike now. I've been listening to Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, that's I love Heartbreak Hotel.
Because when Mike was younger, he was singing to older bitches. He was. Yeah. He really was.
Of course he was.
I was like, I like this
anything
Mike.
Anything up to
Black Mike.
That's the Triumph album from the Jacksons.
But when you really think about pop music is designed for little kids, but it is hypersexualized.
Yeah, I mean,
my favorite song is Cake by the Ocean. Remember
that? No.
Cake by the Ocean.
Who was that by?
Talk to me, baby.
I know that song.
That's one of the Jonas Brothers. That's about fucking on the beach.
Oh.
Cake by the Ocean.
That's for. That's for kids to dance to.
Cake by the Ocean. That's about boning on the beach.
It's all about
Cake by the Ocean, of course.
Yeah. I have a terrible confession.
What up?
How, even though it's R&B. It's not terrible, but it is embarrassing. When Pony first came out by Ginuwine.
You thought it was about
a
pony?
I legit, for one, maybe like a year later, I was like, oh,
his dangling.
He's not dancing.
Why would he have a pony available for you to ride?
I don't know. My mind did not, I don't know.
How damn.
I was an adult.
I know you were an adult.
I was an adult, and I was like,
man.
But you're innocent.
I'm embarrassed.
But proper choice. But here we go. Proper choice. This nigga would have said horse on that track, you would have known what.
Yeah.
But pony.
Yeah, it's like, that's just abrasive.
Then I would have
known. That's abrasive.
But pony, it sounds fun.
Pony is fun.
Who doesn't want to get on a pony?
My Little Pony, combing the hair.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But have you listened to the lyrics of, I've always thought, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was also very sexualized.
Absolutely.
He said, I'm melting.
He starts off with,
but he says, I'm melting like hot candle wax. That's one of the lyrics.
Yeah, that's cum.
I know.
Oh.
That I know.
Wait, but nah.
I'm
but y'all don't even remember the part he said before that. He was like, in the force.
It's
got a lot of power. And this nigga, it just makes me want to.
That's what he said.
Oh my God, and then when he broke out in the triplicate in the video, that might have just been him being his levels of like,
That was him.
Wow.
That was him bussing.
Three times?
And yes,
was like, back to back.
I only remember one time that happened. I don't really want to confess this on the show, but she was an older woman.
How much older?
Old enough. How old were you?
I was 23. She was 39.
Oh.
I don't know if that was her or you. You just got a young libido.
What
were you, 23?
He was 23.
She was 23.
Yeah, of course you can bust three nuts at 23.
But you got to understand.
You can bust all the nuts at 23.
Now, here's the thing, Monroe.
What?
She was the only one that made me do it. She was the only one that actually was like, she did something. Huh, that woman whimsy she threw on me when I was a very young, meek man. Uh-huh. And then I couldn't understand it after that. Just women in general. So I think I'm all the way fucked up because that happened too soon.
Yeah.
That happened too soon. She threw, because here's the thing. This is what made it dope. This is why I'm fucked up. Because this is what she said to make me go, I'm in love with this woman.
Yeah.
Mm. This is why I was like, I'm in the career women. Okay. Hear me out. I'll never forget this. First time that happens. Hey, can you like tell me when you have your period?
Because she don't even know when she get her period.
So this listen. 40. This is what she said. This is what she said. She was like, when I said, tell me.
You just told me.
she go through things. She don't know anymore.
She don't know.
She might luck out in the spot. But anyway, I go, tell me when you're getting your period. Because, you know, I didn't want to have any kids. She looks me dead in the face and goes, nigga. I said, what? She was like, whose bed are you laying in? Yours. She was like, look out that window. I was like, for real? She was like, get up and look out that window. That's my truck. In my garage, in my driveway. You see what I'm saying? I just got off vacation a second time. I'd have that kid and you wouldn't know any of that.
But put Mecca on my glass.
But I like you. So get back into bed. I was like,
that is
forceful. And that probably got you hard again. You were like, damn.
She was like, I got two jobs. I ain't worried about you. I had this greasy ass baby. You wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even make you raise it. I was like,
you wouldn't even know. You'd think it was her nephew.
Yeah, some crazy shit. So that woman whimsy.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm
curly headed baby. A few years.
Come on
down
with
the road. Yeah. And they were like,
Yeah, but no, I get it.
No.
I don't know what you was talking about, but yeah, the whimsy.
The whimsy.
I don't know. I done forgot what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about
sexualized lyrics.
Yeah,
we grew up on that. But, man, you listen to pop. Most popular music is about depression or overcoming depression, violence, and sex, or drug use.
Or overcoming depression by coming.
Or overcoming depression by coming because of drug use.
And violence.
And violence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even The Weeknd pointed out, he was like, they gave me a Kids' Choice Awards about a song where I was humming off a bag of blow. Like, he said that in the lyrics. He was like, they gave me a Kids' Choice Awards, and the song was about him just fucking on coke. Yeah.
God.
What song was that?
I can't feel my face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you.
I thought that was from Smiling Too Hard. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I thought he was just so happy.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely not. What do you think motivates these people to sing?
Yeah, I know better than
these gospel singers need to get secular producers.
Yeah.
And then sneak
that
shit in.
That's what Kirk Franklin is for. Kirk Franklin has the best gospel music because the nigga was addicted to porn.
Yeah,
he was.
Hey, he was out there beating it.
He said in songs he was addicted to porn. Like, he'd come home and try to make his wife do some of that nasty.com shit that he was doing and watching. Yeah. He said he'd do a sermon and go home and jack it out. I was like, damn, Kurt, way to be open like that.
But can you be a
black community swept that shit under the rug
because
so
it's not
goddamn
real.
Fast.
But maybe it's because he didn't hurt anybody.
My feet are on the thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He didn't hurt anybody, but that was just him.
He didn't hurt nothing.
That was
nobody but the kids in this act.
He was just throwing off knuckle children. He was just getting them knuckle children out.
Knuckle children.
I think the only way that's offensive is if your wife goes, because women, y'all take it personally. If you catch a dude watching porn and shit, or just you find out about his porn, you go, is this what you like? It's like, you know what I mean? So I like a lot of things. I like pizza, and I like french fries.
That one's hurtful, I guess.
How?
Yeah.
People.
Right.
I suppose.
How is that hurtful?
It's how I see it.
To some people. I ain't say to me. Oh.
I just go, there's a thing, such a thing as the dangers of porn.
Tell me these dangers of porn.
Go on.
You want to do it first?
No, no.
What you heard?
Well, I do think that if people watch it too much, that they will, you get desensitized. So
yeah,
like,
because if you ain't spitting on the dick. No, fuck
it.
How do you expect me to have sex if I don't hear...
Nah.
Just... No, but I think like when people see like if you see big titties and you see big asses all the time, then you're gonna that's kind of that becomes your default of like
absolutely
like you might see regular titties and you're like, eh, eh.
Oh, okay. This is what I lose. I get it.
Now that's the side. That's what we see.
Yeah.
But I was doing some research on this shit.
Oh, my God. Go on.
I was watching porn.
Research.
No, I was doing research.
Okay.
I actually looked up the dangers of watching too much porn.
Okay.
And I go, what it does is, scientifically, it digs a groove into your brain that it not only desensitized, but it could even fuck up your libido when the real chick is in the room. Because you don't know, you can't tell the digital image from a real, like
flesh and blood.
Like your head is just, it's just so, basically it's like, I wrote a joke, but I was like, it's like the cheat codes for busting a nut. You all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to, these slotty ass chairs.
Yeah, it's the cheat codes for busting a nut, because you keep punching in them numbers on a calculator.
You're just,
you don't have to do math anymore.
I like how you said calculator. Was that on purpose?
Did you hear me say that? Yeah. I think you heard me say that. I said calculator, but calculator is kind of funny.
Okay.
I didn't say calculator. But anyway. Man.
That could be a new
tweet
invention.
Tweet at us, people.
That could be a new invention.
That could be calculator. The calculator. And it's how many nuts did you bust this
it's
month?
An app?
Yeah, it's an app. There you go.
An app.
Kind of like a Fitbit, but
butt for your dick. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, dude.
Them shades got all the knowledge inside.
God damn it. You need some shades, man. To a prescription shade.
Prescription slate.
Yeah, man. So. Yeah. That's so funny. Oh. But yeah, no, I heard it does that. So, you know, I try to watch less and less. To
engage get the groove out of real life.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you reverse the groove?
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
That's hilarious.
Reverse the groove. New show on TBS.
Reversing the groove.
We got to get these porn grooves out of his brain. Featuring, hosted by Mia Jackson and Kel Mitchell. Uh-huh. Reverse the groove. You do a dance, and then you try to do the dance backwards. Yeah.
Reverse the groove.
Cash prize, 10 G's. Anyway, you can reverse the groove if you just detox from watching porn and either jerk off using your imagination or have just more sex with more
real people.
You got to beat off using your imagination?
Yeah, bro. Mm. That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. Going from 3D back to 2D? Huh?
Hega.
That shit? Might trying to use your imagination? Trying it. To...
Like, might as well not even beat off.
Yeah, I know, right?
And that's how you get...
And that's how you get your groove back. You start reading books.
Yeah, nigga.
You just start going out more. You don't be in the house because you're going, I want to jerk off. So you go out, meet women. Huh?
Engage
start using
life.
All that. Yeah, so I get it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, but people watch it, man. It's a $1 billion industry, bro. Yeah. So you know, somebody.
Shit, we should upload this on porn sites.
Yo, man, cut that porn out. Yeah.
No, we should
watch
just upload
less.
The podcast on porn sites.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, because why not?
Sponsored
they'll
by.
Watch it.
All we gotta do is just label it something different.
The calculator.
Yeah, the calculator.
Calculator.
Or just be like, because we do a lot of guests, and we just be like Monroe and Derek tag team.
Tag team some bitch with interviews. Not you, don't even report it.
Monroe and
man, if Ransom got Ransom got wind of that, he'd come
Ransom,
fly down or
Ransom
cut
looked
my
like
damn
he got
out.
Like knives in his coat pocket.
Nah.
Like ready to go. But wouldn't that be smart? Just to upload it on the porn sites? Why not?
And just be like, because people would definitely see it.
They would watch it.
They would definitely see it.
It'll come up.
Yeah. Because when somebody needs a break, they're like, I got to get my brain back smooth again.
Fuck it. That's what we're doing from now on. Yeah. We uploading the video of the porn sites.
Hey, man, if you can do it, we can do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just be the excerpt. Yeah, that'd be fly.
That'd be
fly. Yeah, just part of it. But yeah, that's dope. I like it, whatever, because that's a reach. It's a big reach.
I mean, fuck it. Why not?
Especially this episode, since we... went down this weird rabbit hole.
Right,
but that was Mia's fault.
It is my fault.
Yeah.
It's fine. My fault. But nah, this is her episode. Fault. So you could.
This is your episode. We talk about
we
whatever
dig
you
out,
want.
You know, whatever topics we can find in these little.
What's
going on in your life?
Yeah, what's going on?
That you want to share?
What do I want to share?
What's trending right now in your life? What are you excited about? What moves you? What hurts you?
What?
What do you want to vent about?
What makes the waves rock?
What? Let's see.
Talk to your cousins. That's what we are. We the comedy cousins.
Comedy cousins.
What? I know there's so much. I guess trying to navigate this life in New York is kind of a thing.
When you get here?
January. So now I haven't been here long.
You're in the right places, though.
Yeah.
I've seen you set up. In the cellar. I've seen you in like most of the main clubs. I would think navigating it is more so don't lose track of what you came here for.
Mm-hmm.
Which New York throws a lot of things at you that may feel like they're on the path of what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's it. Like, stick to what you do.
Like, you ain't come out here like, singing the open mic or hymn.
Yeah. I didn't.
You know what the open mic or hymn is?
Can I get on?
No, it's this.
Open mic or hymn.
Niggas don't know me.
Oh, I don't know that one.
But they gon' know
me. Oh, was that the song that you do that the other night? Okay.
Someday.
Yeah.
This is how these motherfuckers be out here chasing.
Isn't that what we all?
Niggas don't know me.
I came out here like that.
Yeah, we all did. That's why I can sing the song.
Don't know.
Niggas don't know me. Richard. But they gon' know me. Ready? Someday. Those niggas be like, I'm out here chasing these spots, man. And I'm meeting up and I'm going to such and such, and I might, you know, apply for this scholarship at the TCB or the UCB or whatever.
Nigga, TCB, ain't that a yogurt spot?
That's TCBY.
Oh, okay.
Niggas don't know me, but they gon' know me someday. Yo,
someday.
Man. Yo, man, I'm awaiting this line at the Stand Up for Diversity thing for NBC, man. I really think I got a shot, man. I'm going to just wait in line for 10 and a half hours. And
I did that shit 3 times.
Exactly. Niggas don't know me.
Oh, did you drop the bass in?
But they gon' know me.
Hey.
Someday. So what I'm saying, me, Jackson, is that you beat that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you out here January, but you already in the cellar.
Yes.
Right.
You already on tour with the big wigs.
Yeah.
Huh? So you don't have to sing, niggas don't know me.
Yeah, I used to sing that in Atlanta. Yeah.
But they gon' know me. Someday. So you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do the someday shit.
I know. I guess, but I'm saying, I guess, like, also just trying to navigate, like, regular. Like, how do I have a regular everyday life?
You don't,
you know,
now.
What I mean?
That's
I
the beauty
you're
of
right.
it.
Your
that's
job
it.
Is comedy.
I guess I have to just accept.
You just
that.
Accept. You are now in a league of extraordinary people.
This is okay.
Write as much as you can.
This is what
bang.
I need
watch
to hear.
As much comedy as you can.
I do that
bang.
All the time.
Read the news and
bang.
Write ideas down.
Niggas don't know me.
Okay.
But they gon' know me
okay.
someday.
Okay, so okay. Cause I think that's what it was. Yeah. Cause I keep thinking about how my life in Atlanta, where it would be like, oh, you know, even as a full time comic, like, I get up, I go, you know, run regular errands, and I go up, then I come back home, and you know, and then, but like, I was just more in a regular kind of routine. But here, I'm like, I'm up all night long, just.
You gotta,
you know,
I've seen all these dudes pretty much how to figure out how to consolidate their time through just hanging out, through just being in New York. Man, I gotta wake up and work out. Man, I gotta wake up and read to do something. Like, I've seen all of it happen.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that stayed true to being the bum. I wake up whenever, write a joke, roll some weed, drink a coffee. Everybody like, yo, man, be more responsible. Yeah, all right with your shit. You got a mattress on the floor. Yeah, no. But I'm already doing shit. You know why? Because I done sang that song. Niggas don't know me.
This song is ridiculous.
But they gon' know me.
So, okay.
Someday.
And now we're going back.
So how was your...
He was more responsible.
So you were responsible.
I'm more... Yeah, I would say I'm responsible-ish.
Okay.
Like, my life, I still do the errand things. I got to get more... I would say I got to train myself to write a little bit more. I got to train myself to read a little bit more.
Okay.
And I'm doing the acting classes. I just got to keep... You just keep chipping away.
Okay.
You know, and you just got to keep creating ideas and just letting them flop and then seeing which ones pass. Like, that's the game we're in now.
Right.
We're in the game of not getting shit, but doing shit.
Because here's the beauty of this
shit. You know
what
I mean? It's just like, here we go. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one.
You sculpted it. You basically sculpted ice that don't melt.
Yes.
Mm.
So you got time.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
No, that's okay. So this makes me, because I think what I was feeling was some guilt around, like, am I not, like, what am I doing every day?
Yeah.
Ebbs and flows.
That's the comedy guilt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the comedy guilt.
Because you picked a not 9 to 5.
Right.
You didn't pick a 9 to 5.
Right.
You picked this other shit.
It hits you two ways.
Yeah.
it'll hit you either when you got like some lulls in the spots,
mm-hmm.
or it'll hit you when you like did something, but now you feel like you got to do more.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
When something big happens mm-hmm. and you're like, I don't know what the, what else should I be doing? Should I?
That's, yeah, that's kind of how I mean? I'm feeling right now.
Don't yeah. work your dream. We got that reference from Sam J.
Yeah.
Do not, like you got into this thing to like dream. And you didn't get into a work at like a job that you were for somebody else. You gotta like kinda that's really just great. Dig into the dream and go, what do I wanna become? What do I wanna do?
Yeah.
And just create it and figure out ways to create it, whether that's in stand up, whether that's a script, whether that's acting, whatever your yeah. ideas are, you just gotta act on them.
Cause you've hurdled over the guilt and regret of a regular life.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
now you in this shit.
Yeah. yeah.
So be in the shit.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think
you're professional
that's,
now.
Yeah, man.
I am a prof. This is true.
So you're not a niggas don't know me.
Niggas don't know me.
But they gon' know me.
Hey, yeah.
Know.
I just need to be on the
track. Someday. That's the open mic hymnal right there.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
Open mic hymnal. That's the dream chaser hymnal.
Live your life. Don't forget to live your life.
Right.
You
right.
have to, whatever you were planning to do before comedy, continue to do it. Live your life. Get in relationships. See the world. Whatever it's in your heart, do it. Follow it. Don't put nothing on hold.
I think that's what it was. I just need to, mm-hmm. I think, because I'm like, what do I want to do next? What do I?
But you're thinking good, though.
But that's good thinking. What do you want to do next? Yeah. Yeah. You ain't getting comfy.
You're not complacent. Yeah. You're not happy with just being a New York comic.
Yeah,
you ain't on your like, I know this is the dojo.
Because yeah. I love yeah. seeing comics get their ass whooped, but I hate seeing comics get their ass whooped by success.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm
yeah,
like,
what do you mean?
Lazy fuck. Like, when they've done so much, like they feel like there's nothing else to be done.
Mm.
I did it. They start just chilling out. Yeah. I ain't been on stage that much. Man, I ain't. Man,
I think
I'm just
we've
going.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
though.
But yeah. we all have. But no, yeah. don't get your ass beat by success.
Yeah.
Just keep beating success. Yeah. I did that too. Yeah. What else? What you got?
Yeah.
It's like when you work out. When, like, it's easy to lose 10 pounds because you're in it until you get that result and then you gain that 10 pounds. You're only losing the 10 pounds you gained the last time you tried to lose 10 pounds.
So you don't want to plateau, basically.
You don't want to plateau. You
want to
keep going.
Yeah.
And you keep enjoying it. Love this shit and it will love you back the moment you use it. You gonna
yeah. okay. this
get
is,
hurt?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I needed to hear.
Yeah,
this.
Man,
I needed to.
It's gonna be painful.
This shit
oh,
is,
of course
but
it is.
I like telling the ones that could deal with it. Yeah, it's gonna
yeah,
be a pain.
Yeah,
but fine. But you're here though.
Yeah,
you kind of already like in it.
I'm here.
It's like going, yo, I know you need to go to the store, but they're gonna fuck you up around that corner. But you're like, yeah, but I still gotta go to the store. It's like, yeah, no, I know. Just go.
So
but
plant
I'm warning
you. So just figure out.
Figure out
how
you gonna block
what
the
I
hits.
Want. Yeah,
and because
what you want
if you because if you roll, if you can roll it and get around, you can get. I've seen
get
people
around
roll around
yeah,
it. So
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
So you'll be fine. So yeah, New York can do that to you, especially when you wake up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, even this morning, I think it might have been. I think I went to bed at like 4 or 5.
That's a mm-hmm. decent time.
Yeah, and yeah. then and then my mom called me at 9, and I was like, "What do you need?" Right now, you know.
She's like, "Why are you in that bed?"
And then she was like, "She needed. She always she'll call me to be like, I need to figure out how to word this email for work or do this thing or whatever." And I was like, "Ma, I can't right now."
That's
and then
so
she's
funny.
Like, "Why was? Are you sick? Like, what are you?
No, I just
why are
physically
you? Yeah,
can't right now.
Yeah, and I was like,
stone. I've been gargling all night.
Yeah, and she's like, "Well, what are you like? Why are you? Are you up late? Like, what are you?" What are you doing? And I was
you
like,
enjoying life.
Right. I'm just sitting here. I'm just like, Ma, I was like, can you please just? And she's like, well, I need this before noon. And I'm like, I need to sleep before noon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, my whole, yeah. So, and that's what I keep feeling. I'm like, why am I going to bed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning?
Because
it just feels normal now.
That's their guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your normal. What'd you say? The new normal there?
New normal.
That's the new
normal.
Okay.
You try to find, this basically you try to find a new normal. New normal is everything.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, this is a breakthrough.
Motherfucking breakthrough.
That's
comedy
it.
Cousins, goddamn it.
New normals.
I needed a new normal. That's
you
what
gotta
I have
find. You're in search
the
of a new normal.
The new, yeah.
Because your new normal is getting in front of the lights and all them people.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
new normal is writing this show, getting on this train to get to this show, getting on this plane to get back.
That's the
that's
whole.
That's just what it
that's
does.
What that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a constant cycle.
And whatever you need to do in pursuit of that, you got to do it. Don't let anybody guilt you.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit.
And you're not cheating because when you was hustling to get it, that's when motherfuckers was working they 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So you're saying we was just doing two different things. So you ain't cheat shit. So don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
It's just the new
I've been out
path.
Here. I've been out here.
You've been out here. I seen you.
Ah, that's right.
Listen.
You better go ahead, girl.
You know how many miles I got on a car that's only 5 years old?
Absolutely. Drop them shades. Whoop. Yeah.
Here we go.
See, I don't have no car. You keep stepping on
I
my
keep
foot.
Forgetting that your foot is there.
All right, here. I'm going to take this one. We share.
There you go. That, all right, word.
Yeah.
There. There's. Okay, I'm in the back of this joint.
There
okay,
we go. All right. We had to adjust our feet
because I don't like when his foot touched
my foot. Yeah, my foot touching his foot.
Is that toxic?
You know what?
It ain't toxic masculinity.
We're going to bring this back up.
That's the difference. Because
you're here.
Toxic masculinity. All right, check
this out. Me and this nigga have this theory.
Okay.
Gay people are incredible. Live your life.
Okay.
But homophobia between straight men is fucking hilarious because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because. Because when me, say we walk down the street and me and this nigga's back of our hands, we
freak the fuck out.
That is so, but that's.
But it's still funny.
It's the most intimate part of your hand.
Because you can't control that.
The yes. back.
I can control this.
You think this is intimate? No.
Yeah, that's not.
She felt
it. I feel like a palm to palm.
But I can control a palm. Yeah. So I wouldn't. You see what I'm saying?
But I feel like the palm is more intimate.
Like you if think we were like if we were standing on a pack train and it was close and you felt this.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh,
right.
Exactly.
All right, okay.
Exactly.
Right. And then it's another man hand with his veins. You'd be like, and so, I think that might be hilarious. Because I don't get creeped out or goofed off like when I see a gay couple holding hands.
That makes
let them hold hands.
But when it's my boy and this or we touch feet by accident, it's just a funny, like, what the fuck?
So it's an adorable form of homophobia.
Because it's that, like, I think people mislead.
It's just between friends.
We're not homophobic. That's the thing.
But it was just.
We're not homophobic.
But maybe that's toxic masculinity.
That
ain't toxic masculinity.
That shit is funny. Because, you know,
it's just, you don't want to send.
As straight dudes, that's just still kind of funny.
What an intimate hand. Because
it feel weird.
You rubbed your hand and you was like,
I didn't do like this, though.
No, we didn't.
You can control it. I would never do that. Dude. But this is something you can't control.
That is
you
weird.
See what I'm saying? That's why it's weird. Because you never.
Because
I can shake his hand. That's fine.
Yes.
See how controlled that is?
So
but this shit.
The back of the hand.
I don't even know how to unpack this. Like I'm trying. Like
we need your help.
So how is it that you can see gay men and then you're like
because I understand
so you were
that's
involved.
Their that's the way they love
that's the way they
that's
I get,
how they
that's
were
how
that's how they were
did
wired
you get, did you get hugs from your fathers
yeah but that's
no.
not the,
I mean, he didn't
I got hugs from my father
right.
but they were still manly hugs
yeah
you know
what does it go on let me see what's
me
a
and my father hug
it, look I,
the
what?
Dicks are catted out they would never touch
My
dick is catted out. My father's dick is catted out, so we can't.
Did y'all side hug?
No, it's like this, but you kind of your pelvis is back. I don't never front pelvis a hug a nigga. I only hug pelvis girls. When I come up under, I'm all up in it. But with a man hug, chest is fine. Chest is great. I even kissed my father on the cheek. Kissed me back on his cheek. Even the scruff is fine. But that pelvis, we always out. Ah, I love you, man. And it's just like how
this is.
My wife has a rule. I can't penis hug when I'm out in the streets and like I get a hug from a woman. She's like, no penis hugging.
You that's because you scoop up under and you hold
a
woman.
A penis hug.
You cradle a woman.
Your body is straight up and down, and her
in
body
her
straight
body.
Up and
maybe it's because I'm so tall. Yeah. I don't get penis hugs.
Yeah, you probably do. It's
we tall niggas.
Knees and
that's
shit.
What we girls love tall dudes, so they
oh,
climb
I know.
Up.
Yeah. I know.
So
I know.
We know what
is Ransom tall.
He is tall.
Yeah,
be tall as
his curls. He got a curl, like a curly top. It's so funny. He got like it's a bald thing, but it's a curl. It's pretty funny.
Okay,
yeah, but very tall guy. But they both like together like 12 feet. It's pretty wild.
Wow. Y'all can reach everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
y'all probably
man.
Gonna hire a maid. Y'all move in. Y'all gotta hire a maid to clean the toilet and shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm tall. I don't like fucking bending down to clean the toilet.
No.
Use your knee. You gotta use your legs.
To clean the toilet?
Yeah, we got to. Or get down on one knee.
You could squat, I guess.
Nah, man. Fuck
but no,
that.
Let's go back to this hugging.
Let's go so, back to this hug. Yeah.
All right. So when I hug a man, I know how to hug a dude.
Okay.
It's a different kind of intimacy. It's like, hey, man, I love you. My brother, my father, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
But when I'm hugging a woman, I want her to know I'm not one of your gay friends. I dig all of this.
You want her to know, like,
I want you to know if it ever went down, I'm with it because this is the kind of hug.
So yeah. Your hug is.
And it's not even creepy. It's like, just know that I'm a straight man.
His hug is loaded.
It's just loaded. It's a loaded hug.
And case, yo, here's the option if you want it.
So you're just like, I like you, but I will give you this dick. Like,
because I'm hugging you. And
it's a 5-second ad.
If you hug, okay, have you ever heard if a woman hugs a man more than 10 seconds, she wants to fuck the shit out of him? That's in GQ. That's in GQ. If she hug a dude GQ? More than 10 seconds, she is physically comfortable with that man. That is a fact.
Oh, I gotta cut down my
10 seconds.
I gotta cut down my hug
hugs
seconds.
Hugs ain't supposed to be that long. You ever give somebody a 10-second hug? That's at a funeral pounds. Or a wedding? Or I miss you. Maybe.
I need to check my
think
hug.
About that.
I got to check my
you
hug,
hug a dude 10 seconds, he going to automatically
how
think,
many people?
We can hug horizontally if you want
how
to.
How many people have I hugged
or vertically.
Too long?
Or vertically, yeah.
How many people?
You got to stop hugging people.
Stop. And plus, you top heavy. So a lot of top. Niggas be like,
a lot of people want to see them. You
do
know?
You understand?
Yeah.
Breast pressed up against the chest of a man.
Oh, no, I know.
He's right.
You got to breathe out. You got to.
Ooh, man. I know what I'm
because you're not
of.
Evil. I'm not going. No. I'm just gonna be like, oh my lord, this
but your,
woman.
Your hug is communicating something to
yeah.
The woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're rethinking that. When
you see what I'm saying?
A hug. You
well,
like
I'm not going.
No.
But
not.
You know now. But nah.
He
if I
know.
Hug a dude, this one.
You know.
Thing.
You know now.
Yeah. But you know now.
Like,
that's
let
how
let
good
go.
We are. Gotta let it let go of me after 4 seconds. If I hug you, there you go.
More than 10 seconds, he may
if
go.
If you hug me like, 10 up? Whole seconds, I'm
cool.
Gonna be like, this is what I'm gonna say. This is exactly what I'm gonna say. If any girl hugs me for 10 seconds, so you wanna get coffee?
Uh huh.
You wanna go hang out? Okay. Like, I always go. Mm. If we standing there looking at each other too long, I'm automatically gonna go, you wanna hang out? You know, know each other.
Okay.
Let adults all be right. Adults. Let's go get something
I need
to eat.
Keep my glass.
Because I always got money times. To eat now. That's where I'm at in my little career.
Oh,
I always got money to eat. I always got a couple dollars to take a chick out and get something to eat. And something good to eat, too. So I'm like.
How good are we talking?
Like, good. Jane, sometime.
Manetta.
Clinton Street.
No,
Clinton Street.
Street Bakery.
Take them to Clinton Street.
Landmark.
Jane. Landmark. The Starbucks Reservatory or whatever.
See?
The one, the Starbucks, the
there's
one
a
that's
fancy
out near 14th and 9th.
That's a fancy that's Starbucks. I put them on it.
Yeah. Or like okay. like a country fried chicken spot, but it got like the shrimp and grits or got
okay.
the biscuits
the
that they really, the white cloth net like that. I always got a couple dollars for that kind of, hey, let's hang out.
All
and
right.
Then usually that
seals the deal.
Feel.
So yep. Don't go eat with this nigga.
Yeah, right. Don't do it.
All right, because
I'm okay. Being honest, I love going out to eat with ladies and just talking to them and seeing
and
with
hugging,
the whole
hugging ladies
and looking at them like, oh,
okay. All right,
really,
noted.
Yeah. So yeah, man,
okay.
Hugs 10 seconds.
Gosh, I can't hug anybody anymore.
Nah, let them go. Let them know.
So yeah,
I got
hugged from my father's, but it was a manly hug. My dad was a manly man. He, was
he
manly
had
man.
A gun in between them. That's what made it a manly hug.
My pop got a gun. He's a pilot. You know, all that.
Out pill. Okay.
Motorcycles, right. Yeah. Beamers, truck, all that. Pickup trucks. He had Desert Rat on one of his
Desert Rat
on the back of one of his license plates on one of the trucks he had on one of his F-150s. My pop is a dude.
My dad
he's
has
a dude.
A
like he's like, yeah, Harley Davidson's type shit. Like you know,
yeah.
That's my pop.
So, yeah. Right. But no backhand. Okay.
That, no backhand. That shit is
knee
weird.
To knee. Knee to knee in a packed Uber. Oh, it's tough. But
so
I'll do
you,
it.
Those
but
are all the intimate spots. The back of your hand is intimate. The side of your knee.
Side
is
of your knee.
I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's homophobia, though. I think.
What
I
is
mean,
that?
I think it's rooted. But no, I think it's more. I do think it's more the toxic masculinity.
But we're not toxic.
We're not toxic. No, but it's a whole system.
No,
just,
that's just women
tell me the system,
shit.
Nikki Giovanni.
That's a system.
It's the system.
It's a system. It's a, it's
I don't
a,
believe
it's
it.
A place where men have not been made to feel comfortable with just basic contact with other men. Nobody said you
basic
was like,
contact grab, stinks.
No, nobody said you were doing like this, and then you were like, "Hey, let me see the tip." Like you weren't doing that. Like you. Just,
but even still,
it's
that's
just a
gross.
Graze.
But
it's a graze.
Still gross. It just don't feel good.
It don't feel
but
good.
Why?
It just
why
don't.
Doesn't it?
I
feel
don't
good.
Like a man's hot man hand on my hand. These hands are for ladies. For soft, supple,
this is
lotioned,
supple.
Smelling
God, that's
good,
a horrible word. Supple, is
breath smelling nice, long
I feel
hair.
Like supple is right under moist.
Supple,
you don't like moist.
You don't like everybody hates moist, but yeah. Supple is nice.
Supple seems, I don't know.
Not supple. All right, smooth,
moist.
Caress skin.
Moist.
Moist is supple. Bad. I heard women hate the word
it's
moist.
Something about supple. Now that, you know, I don't know. I just ugh.
Moist.
The all only right. word. Worse than supple is supple pouting.
Supple pouting?
Like, that's how they used to describe breasts in the 80s. When a girl didn't have big, big titties, but she had some titties, she had supple pouting breasts. It's like an A, B cup, or a C. Oh. She has supple pouting breasts. Pouting. I mean, they give got a little hang to it.
Oh, my God.
Got a little, drop to it. But now, nah, so that's even worse than supple. Supple
I'm
pouting.
I'm learning a lot about this nigga. This nigga addicted to porn. He reading GQ.
He knows 80s titty terms.
80s titty
that
terms.
That was on Airplane. That was on Airplane. I learned supple pounding from watching Airplane. Fuck yo. You. I'm into comedies.
This motherfucker.
I know you're so you're
I watch
so much information.
I'm trying because no, I don't do a lot of reading. So what I do a lot of watching, and then I'm able to go okay. All and right. then if I hear a word that's huge and I don't know it, I look it up. I see if I can put it in a sentence, all and right. then all of a sudden it's just
now you're using it.
Now it's in my head. So when I come it. To these guys with. Weird words. It's some shit I saw, and I had to go look and research because I know how to read. I just don't like reading. But when I got a chance to read, I go, okay. And now I know how to put it, where to put it. And that's where I get my smarts from. Now.
All right.
Come to the portion of the show. We have our topics. Bum, 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 bum. No need for apology news. No need for apology news. Dum, 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 dum. Bum, bum. Mm. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Derek. Get your read on.
All right. get my read on. I don't know.
What do you want to talk about? We want to talk about this Arizona beverage company.
I was reading it.
Deal with cannabis companies to start producing weed infused, weed infused Arizona drinks. Is this Arizona iced tea?
Yeah. About these, goddamn time.
They've been trying to kill niggas forever.
So why not they put it at the munchies?
They're just trying to get us to drink their shit again. They like, all right, we lost some of the blacks.
Right. Yeah.
How do we get them? Put weed in it.
Sales
that's what's alone. Happening.
Put weed in it. They love
you know how
weed.
Much sugar?
Weed and sugar?
This
that is a
like
black man's, that's kryptonite for us.
Nigga, this is going to be like the cannabis version of Four Loko.
Can you imagine Mango Madness infused with weed? Niggas are going to be running around the streets like zombies. Like, it's going to be World War Z.
That's going to be, this is legal lean.
Because this is what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, somebody's going to die.
Arizona yo. Infused is based, but it go hand in hand. Because you remember when Eggo's finally made syrup?
Yeah,
did
that
they?
Shit was too sweet.
Yeah. Eggo finally made syrup.
You never,
and you was like, no. Okay, that goes together.
Syrup only went well with Eggo's waffles. You put it on
that's
anything else, it was like, what the fuck is this? Log Cabin go good with everything.
Log Cabin go, or anything from Vermont.
Yeah.
But no, Eggo's made syrup.
Eggo, no, did I still make it?
You can look it up.
Yeah,
I think but so. I think if you have Eggo waffle syrup, it's only for Eggo waffle.
Arizona is iced tea. Look at this, dude.
Oh, he said, I'm trying to make some money.
He trying to make you. You think he going to put Shaq back on the can? Because remember, Shaq had his own Arizona?
No, he going to put Mike Tyson on the can because Mike Tyson about that weed life.
Oh, so it ain't going to be. Is Mike Tyson really going to be in the can?
Nah, but you know, Mike Tyson, you know, smokes $40,000 worth of weed a month.
But that shit is free. It got to be free. He's on a weed podcast.
Farm. But he on a he has a farm. He has like a weed.
That nigga smoking his whole supply?
40 grand, I mean, he got to be making a lot. But yeah, Mike got a whole thing.
They probably put Wiz Khalifa on one of the cans.
Yo, man.
What are you going to call it? Arnold? It can't be an Arnold Palmer. It's going to be like a Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, a Khalifa drink.
Damn.
The grape going to be, but weed and sugar together is just bad,
when is this
going
to be legal? Because I definitely want
to next year.
It.
I'm going to drink it.
I'm going to have to drink
the
it.
The Southern Brew? Huh? That Southern Brew, the white can with the slave on the boat.
Oh,
if you look closely,
is
there's a slave on the boat.
Uh-huh.
No, there's not a slave on the boat, but if you look closely, you'd think there was.
He's trying to pull his, he's trying to jump off.
This is just too much.
Yo, man.
What's your experience with weed?
Eh.
My experience.
Has it been bad or good?
you know, I haven't, let me see, I think the first time I ever smoked was at a funeral.
Who the fuck smoked at a funeral?
I did.
That sounds like a great idea.
Real good idea.
It was a great idea.
It's like he dead, and you just ash it out.
Because honestly, it was at a funeral of someone I didn't really know.
Of course.
Obviously.
When you just an outsider.
Yeah, and I was like, why am I even here?
I'm there for the platter and the weed, platter, the chicken platter. I know there's a chicken platter in it.
Yo, black churches, black like old Baptist churches, when niggas die, the fish be like you extra crispy.
You can guarantee a good fish sandwich at a black funeral.
Oh funeral
my God,
fish.
At a black
you
funeral.
You can guarantee. Tea a good fish sandwich at a black funeral.
Yeah.
At a repast, that's what it's called. Repast. Right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should have a restaurant called Repast.
Repast.
And it's just all the funeral food.
Yeah, all the funeral food.
And everything has like a funeral theme.
Yeah.
And you have a and it's a signature cocktail called embalming fluid.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We killing niggas.
It's made with like grape, red, and lemonade.
And
like
it
it's got to be.
In it.
It's
got
to be
and
grape.
You can see all the sugar at the bottom.
You ever been to Roscoe's?
Yes.
You ever had a sunrise or an eclipse?
Straight sugar.
Straight sugar.
No,
like an equalizer to your face.
But how did you, so how did this weed come about at this funeral?
Yeah,
well,
I want to hear this. I'm sorry.
So I was, I was in college and it was my, I was in my major at that point. And so a bunch of us had gotten really close and one of our classmates, his dad, who he didn't know all that well, had died. And so my professor was like, we should all go and support him because there weren't a lot of black people at our college anyway.
Okay.
And so we went and then I met one of the football players from my school there. Like I had seen him around, but we didn't know each other. And then he was just like, hey, I got some weed. He's like, do you want to smoke? And I was like, yeah, because I don't have any business being here. So
absolutely.
That's great.
So this is the right time.
Yes, I want to smoke.
Did it make me care about being there? No.
Were you finally like, he was probably a good nigga, man.
You know what?
He was probably dope.
I didn't care at all. I was like, I'm here for the experience. And I'm like, this is a good story to tell somebody
good
later.
And now you've done it.
I just remembered it just now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I, that was the first time I ever smoked. I remember my roommate got upset with me at the time because she was like, you always be out here having fun with people. You be smoking weed at funerals. And I was like, that is not a good sentence. Like, that doesn't sound fun.
You always be out here lit,
like,
leaving me behind.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Be having all this fun.
Yeah. So
at wicks and shit, fucked up off of shrooms.
Yeah, so that's how that happened. And then, what was it? And I think later, the guy that gave me the weed, he was a little bit shorter than me.
Hilarious.
And then,
but a lot of dudes probably are.
A lot of them are.
And shit, I'm almost a little bit shorter than
almost.
You.
Almost. But then
I mean, you're tall, man.
Yeah. And then we tried to, I think we tried to have a thing, but then I was too, I couldn't get over. One, he was feeding his Rottweiler naked, and I was like, I can't deal with this kind of man. I can't. And he's also shorter than me.
That's a man's man, though.
It is.
Feeding his Rottweiler naked.
Because
Rottweiler's naked, so.
And I just remember just going, well, how am I here? What am I doing?
And then was he feeding his Rottweiler? Maybe it was that.
Was it steaks?
I don't even know. I just know. I was just like, are you naked feeding your dog? And he was like, yeah.
But that's respect, because he's like, yo, you can look at this.
Yeah.
I'm naked.
Yeah.
Communicating with my animal.
But I guess that's the, I guess he was showing me this is how open I am as a person. And then he bit me on the shoulder.
Dang.
Then I
the Rottweiler?
Him. No, the dude.
The dude bit you.
Why did he bite you on the shoulder?
I think he thought it was sexy and then I punched him.
Ooh, where'd you punch him?
I think I punched him in the shoulder. And I was like, Alzheimer, don't fucking bite me.
He did the bite
me.
The
I was
shoulder
like, I
thing.
I
you can only do
bite.
That playfully.
Right, you can't. I can't
and you have to be.
Was it during something, or he just bit you in the middle of the conversation?
I used to bite chicks on the shoulder all the time in South Jersey.
He was trying to lead up to, and I was just like,
"That's his foreplay."
No, he was trying to reach up. He was trying to reach up.
Yeah, and then after that, I just remember leaving.
Did he have to bite up? He bit up.
No, we were sitting down.
Oh, okay,
we were sitting. Okay. And this was after he fed the dog.
Oh, and he was still naked.
He was naked.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
I wasn't though at this point.
He was trying to seal the deal.
Right.
Yeah,
he was like,
he was
you look
like dick out.
He basically what he was doing, he was inviting the idea.
And then he told me the next day, he was like, oh, I just want to let you know. Like, you better be glad you stopped me when you did, because when I get on the highway, it ain't no exits. And I was like, that is awful.
That's rape.
Oh my
that is
God.
Rape.
That's
what
rape.
I said. I was like, I don't think
that's
that
code
to
for
see
rape.
Each other
yo,
again.
That is what that
that's
is.
Code for absolute rape.
Is that
no
not
exits?
Yo,
rape.
Being
no
lucky I didn't
no,
rape you.
Yeah,
that's what he
that's
just
exactly
said.
What he
that's
said.
Exactly what he
that's
said.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad you got up out of that.
I was horrified for years. 4 years. I was like, I remember telling one of my friends.
Do you think you could have took him?
Easily.
Yeah, so why were you horrified? You could have beat the shit out of him.
I think, but I was just horrified at the conference, because that was the next day where he was like,
a short nigga's ego is deadly. Yeah. A short nigga's ego is most lethal.
Most of the like mass shootings are short niggas.
A short nigga's ego is lethal.
This is true. It's
I've seen.
Because they've been shamed so much for being little. It's not their fault.
It's lethal, bro.
Yeah.
They want people to pay. I've been seeing it. Yeah. I'm like, this shit ain't cool.
I'm scared. Anytime I see too many short niggas, I don't feel safe. I'm like, I need somebody over 6'2 in this bitch.
Because tall niggas, we just different, man. This we is, walk to a different beat.
This is true. I prefer a tall man.
Because tall shooters get caught too much because we're all long. So there you go, right over
there. Remember to raise up. There he goes, officer, right over those cars.
But I'm talking about even shooting. Like, imagine if you sniping. You got to lay your whole body down. Yeah. Somebody going to trip over your feet.
Nah.
Like,
I absolutely. I'm glad you made it out of that.
Yeah, no, I was very glad.
Obvious code for rape. Are you waving to wrap it up? What is that?
No, I'm doing this. Oh, okay. One more topic in there. So we already know this, but Obama tried to get Joe Biden to not run for president multiple times.
Yeah. Mm.
But do you think that was, like, that can be interpreted differently? That can be interpreted like, oh, he's not a good candidate, or he's like, yo, don't waste your time.
I think Obama was like, dude, you already halfway saw this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Nah, bruh.
He was like, you was almost.
These motherfuckers going to hell in a handbasket. I don't want to beat it. That's what basically Obama said.
Yeah.
Unless they get Agent Orange up out of there, we got a bunker in D.C. You know that, right?
He's not.
Got a bunker in Chicago.
Do you think that was it? You don't like Uncle Biden?
He doesn't move me at all. And I think he says too many things. Or I'm
well,
like,
none of the candidates move you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you.
When the last time you really been moved by a politician? I wasn't moved by Obama, but I had to vote for Obama because that's stupid not to.
Yeah, I think the first time I was very much just like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt. And then the second time I was like, this is important, you know?
Yeah, create laws. We're like, president should be able to run for 3 terms. Like, we tried to keep that nigga in office.
We tried to keep him in office.
Yeah, he didn't want to be in office too long.
Saw
he
what like, happened God to damn him. It. No. That man aged.
He aged well. Got himself a book deal. Kept his family. Yeah. No scandals.
Yeah.
I did it. I did my 8.
It's too young for scandals, though.
Yeah.
He was too young for scandals?
Yeah, I'm saying it's too new. Like, right now, that wasn't that long ago when he was president. He became president in 2008.
8.
Yeah.
So... scandals take 20 years.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So maybe he did something that we don't know about.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Because I love Barack and that whole, I like that whole camp.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know.
They're class acts.
I like that whole clique. I'm like, I love Barack and his people.
So who we care about now? We going to get
anybody?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Bernie Sanders up in there hanging with Cardi B. That's how I know that people are sheep. And that is not about the people. You going to a fucking rapper? You're going to a musician on their opinion of what should change in the community? They made it out of the community.
Yeah, they did. Because they knew it was
you
bad.
You know from working on the dream, you're not in that shit like that.
No.
You're like working on your personal goals. You separate yourself from the rest of the
community. You saw Cardi teeth before. She got them shit. You ever see Cardi teeth before?
Do you
she
really
got
think
fixed?
She was out there paying attention to the deficit and shit?
Absolutely. Did you see
Cardi's
teeth?
The deficit. Then she had fucked up teeth by choice.
But her
there, if you strippers make bank.
Yeah.
If strippers got niggas who will pay for whatever the fuck you want, she was irresponsible. She got a fake ass, fake titties, and kept her teeth the same.
Because you can dance irresponsibilities. With your mouth
But she got a mouth fixed when she made Bodak Yellow.
You can dance like this.
Bodak Yellow?
Bodak Yellow remix or whatever it was. When she did that, that's when she made enough money to get her teeth fixed. Because her teeth was fucked up.
It don't take that much to get teeth
fixed. But I'm saying,
fixed.
Why would Bernie Sanders get with a chick that was trying to get out the hood and get her teeth fixed? Yeah.
Because
he just trying, like he said, he's just trying to play. It's the same thing with hot sauce in my purse. It's the same thing. All politics, huh?
It's pandering.
It's pandering.
Because we love that shit. You show us a little bit of swag. And Bill Clinton, all that nigga did was play that
saxophone.
Saxophone. He was just playing niggas to jail.
Kick.
Niggas back to prison.
Kiss. Yeah, he fucking. like snakes, like fucking. He's the Pied Piper of niggas.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he we came you know, right he, back into prison. And I know we got to wrap it up, right, but just fucking, I get it. They just, politicians just say, oh, we going to put soda in the water fountain. It's all soda in the water fountain.
They run on these goddamn high school lies.
It's a high school lie. We're going to put sodas in the, for, in the water fountain, y'all.
So I don't know who I'm excited about. No, I just know either. I got to vote for somebody.
Somebody.
Right.
Because if I don't, then it's going to be 4 years of, your ancestors died for this shit. Well, let me get their hand, dig up their hand.
Oh, my. And rub
and
the
then
back
I'll fucking
it.
Use it and like this
rub
for
the back
you.
Of it.
Yeah,
rub the back of
the hell no. ancestor's hand.
Don't rub the back of my
like
hand.
A thumbprint. give me an old slave thumbprint. I can put it on the thing. But ladies and gentlemen,
where are you going to be at, Mia Jackson?
What this week?
Or just give
in
us
general.
Where can people reach you?
Because
by the time this come out, it's going to be like 3 weeks.
January.
Yeah, because we backed up on it. We have
up.
So many episodes.
You know,
we
just,
can take
I'll,
a break for like a month.
I'll give some evergreen information. I have a website, MiaJackson.com.
Bam, bam. All
right, and then I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Mia Comedy.
Mia Comedy.
And there you go. Yeah. She's all very, right. very funny, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You are not missing out if you're watching Mia Jackson show. She's great.
Yeah. You are not missing out. You mean you are missing out.
No, you are missing out. I apologize.
That was so funny.
No,
I'm sorry.
Was,
you are not missing out.
That was his early Mia assessment. Like, you miss. Are you not missing?
No. Mia Jackson is hilarious. You're missing out if you don't see it. You ain't missing a goddamn thing. I'm so funny.
You know where the fuck to reach me, MonroeMartinComedy.com, MonroeMartinIII on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, yeah, anytime there's a show, I'm going to post it. Keep listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet at us.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us reviews. We get back to you. We say shit. Show up to shows.
And, all right, you know where to find me at The Great Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, believe in your dreams. You're going to start. We all start somewhere. That means we all start singing that open micers hymnal.
Niggas don't know me. But they gon' know me someday.
There's no need for apologies.